A reading from the Good News according to Luke. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Martha, the worker, the active one, and Mary, her sister, the contemplative, the prayer, the listener. It's just too easy to separate these two personalities, too easy to draw a line between them and label them. For years, I felt guilty because I identified with Martha, the overworked, tired, breathless figure who is always trying to get things done. I, too, have a sister like Mary who likes to sit and relax, especially when there's interesting company around. It makes me furious. But let's take another look. Maybe there are other ways of interpreting what's going on. For one thing, there's the biblical context. You will notice that Luke has the Martha and Mary story grouped with the parable of the Good Samaritan, which precedes it, and the Lord's Prayer, which immediately follows. Interesting, isn't it? Between Jesus' story of loving service and his instruction on prayer is a story of two sisters, one distracted by housework and hospitality, and the other in rapt attention at the feet of Jesus. The placement of the story seems quite significant. Our Dominican brother, Meister Eckhart, has an unusual take on this story. He portrays Martha as the heroine in the story. He sees her as an integrated combination of both qualities, service and prayer. In fact, he suggests that the fact that Jesus calls Martha's name twice, Martha, Martha, indicates that he is recognizing her twofold identity as the one who has heard the word of God and the one who carries out that word in loving service. Martha lives comfortably in two worlds, happy to do whatever the moment calls for in time. She is equally at home at any point of what Eckhart calls the circle of eternity. Mary, on the other hand, is not to be judged. She's on the right track, but still has not matured in her spiritual journey. There will be a time when she too will enjoy, as we Dominicans say, sharing the fruits of her contemplation. This leads us to ask the perennial question. Which is more important, contemplation or action? And the response might be another question. Which is more important, breathing in or breathing out? What do you think?